This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Let's put on a play. Many of us at some point in our lives dream of becoming a Broadway or a Hollywood star, but theater programs designed for children and teens offer a variety of benefits and skills to kids, including self-confidence, teamwork, creativity, and discipline that will prove useful even for those who don't plan a career in theater movies. And here to discuss theater programs for kids are Jason Burgess, theater director and teacher with Fort Thomas Independent Schools and director of the Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater, and Tim Perino, founder and creative director of Cincinnati Landmark Productions, Cincinnati Young People's Theater. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Jason and Tim, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Jason, tell me about your group, the Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater.
Yeah, Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was... doing my regular program during the school year and all that kind of stuff, and realized that there were a lot of Northern Kentucky students that weren't pursuing the arts once it got into the summer season. Tim has CYPT that has been a linchpin of the greater Cincinnati area for years upon years. But with a lot of them, they'd be like, ah, it's too far. It's all west side of town. You know how the west side sometimes gets that thing or whatever. And, and going across.
There's no wall there.
No.
And the river becomes another major barrier. People are afraid to go over bridges. And so, I said, well, let's try and do something in the summer on this side of the river. And so we started this program about 4 years ago. And it's grown exponentially every year to the point, we have a great following now.
Well, what are some of the goals you set for cast each summer?
A couple of the biggest goals are collaboration. Being a theater teacher throughout the school year, we get bogged down in our own stuff in our own school. Competition becomes a huge part of it. And one of the parts that really intrigues me about the summer is bringing kids together from different schools because they have different skill sets, different things that they've learned, and bringing them all together and pool them all to make the best product. And so our students are designers, they're directors. They really take charge of the entire process to create a fantastic and beautiful product on stage.
And what are some of the productions that the cast has put on in the past?
We've done The Producers, Parade, and last year we did The Addams Family. And then, of course, this year we're doing Ragtime.
And these all sound very ambitious. So
yes.
And you're doing these with student performers and
yeah, the whole deal.
Everything.
Yeah,
wow.
Like a student lighting designers. I mean, we have a student lighting designer this year. He's going to CCM in the fall to major in light design. Our student sound designers, student set designers, they put it on, and we put the pressure on them because we're not trying to do something in a barn. We're trying to do something of professional quality.
Tim, tell us about the Cincinnati Young People's Theater.
Jason's correct. We might be the granddaddy of summer theater for teens in this town. We started 34 summers ago.
Wow.
And it just grew and grew. And it's the first project or first program of Cincinnati Landmark Productions all the way back in 1982. To this year, we're doing Hairspray. And we had auditions in May. Auditions brought us about 135 kids, of which then we pare down to a cast of around 70. And then we have another 10 or 15 kids working on set, costumes, props, etc. So it's similar in that we certainly have kids involved in all aspects. Maybe, I don't know, I mean, I can't speak for Jason, but we have kids from over 40 different schools across the river, east, west, south. We get kids from southeast Indiana. We got kids coming all the way down from Loveland and Mason. We got them from all over. We had a kid this year who's coming down from Dayton to be in
wow.
the show.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So all, and same with you, get them from all over too.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Now, Tim, in your case, what was the thinking behind starting this group? Why was it started?
Well, I mean, it was pretty personal. I had done a summer theater project every summer of my teen years, and extremely formative for me, extremely exciting. It's where I got all my friends. It's got my, where I really got to truly feed and shape my passion and abilities, hopefully, in the theatrical world. And all those people that I did those shows with are all my dearest friends, even now as I'm in my 58th year. It was a very personal thing for me at the same time as, like Jason, you could recognize the fact that in the summer there was oodles of young people, teenagers with lots and lots of talent who were really, you know, hungry to do something like this together. And not only would it be about the social aspect or the bringing together kids from all over the area, it would be about putting on a hell of a show. And I tell the kids every year, we lay out three basic goals. First goal we always say to them is, you know, yeah, you're going to make more friends than you ever made in your whole life here. Number two, you're going to accomplish something that you never thought was possible. These fully realized, very ambitious theatrical projects. But last and not least, you're going to put on a kick butt show.
Yeah.
And Tim, that has to be one of the values of these theater programs, is that you're building friendships at the same time you're working toward common goals.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we joke about, you know, show romances and all those kinds of things. And then down the road, they, you know, get married and those types of deals.
Well, and it's being 34 years in, we have a number of marriages, and I have a number of kids in the program whose parents were in the program and met that way.
Have you ever had any of the kids go on to acting careers?
Oh, many.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about a few of those.
We have tons of students that go all over the country and go to NYU here, you know, with the University of Cincinnati CCM, one of the fantastic programs. We have a student going to USC in the fall. And, you know, with us being a little bit more in our infancy in our fourth year, we have a lot of students that are pursuing acting careers in these big institutions all over the country and really blossoming from it.
And being the old man of the program here, we've got kids literally all over the place, truly. People in movies, people on Broadway. Right now we have a show that's about to open on Broadway. Amazing Grace features a young man named Alan Kendall, who is in our 1982, 83, 84 years. He's in that show. We've had, in Rent, we've had the lead, Roger, the character of Roger is really not great leads per se in Rent. There's a lot of leads. Guy played Roger on Broadway from Cincinnati Young People's Theater. We got a kid who's on Sprout right now. I say kid, but now she's probably pushing, you know, 30 something, but she's on Sprout on TV. We've got, people like Sue Floyd and some other great folks who, have done major movies with major stars.
When you get to be our age, Tim, everybody's a kid, aren't they?
I know. Yeah. Well, if they were through my program, they're one of my kids, you know. I mean, I had kids call me from like the Mediterranean on a cruise ship and say, Hey, I'm doing a show on this cruise ship. And guess who's here with me now? They just made a new cast member and it's one of my kids and the other kids and the two kids are on the darn boat together doing a show.
Both of you got to take a lot of pride in seeing things like that happen.
Oh, absolutely. You know, before I became a director, you know, I was an actor and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there are a lot of people that like to try and do both sides of it and do directing and acting. But to me, directing these students is, the ultimate joy to see a student start a process and they have two left feet. they're afraid of hitting a note. They're afraid of jumping out of their comfort zone. And then you jump ahead 6 weeks, 8 weeks later and see them realize their potential. It is like fatherhood. You know, I have a child and all that stuff. And it is, they're your children. And to see them grow and blossom, you're just like, holy, I knew you could do it. I'm so glad you finally realized you could do it.
And you get parents say that to you. You know, oh my goodness, the child that came to you inside of a clamshell is now a full blossomed, you know, extrovert who can now handle themselves in many situations that they never thought they could before.
And that's one of the benefits. I mean, you've seen these kids develop this self-confidence from doing this.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think Tim would agree with this too. I mean, there's a fraction of these kids that are actually going in to theater, like making a career out of it, because it's hard. But what they're doing is, you know, they're creating life skills. You know, I was actually in rehearsal last night and we weren't having a great rehearsal and they weren't taking direction very well, a couple of them. And I said, you know, undirectable actors become unemployable adults. I really feel that's true that, you know, there is so much more than just putting on a show. There's so much more. I mean, yes, that's the ultimate product, is to make this fantastic.
And I've
production.
Done that comparison. I mean, you get the parent who's a little skeptical, and you'd say to them, I said, well, what about your child being involved with sports? Well, of course, I want them to be in sports because they'll learn, you know, discipline and working with others toward a common goal. And they'll, they will work hard for something and attain a certain level of confidence. And I said, yes. And that's the kid who we have, only they're doing dancing and singing and acting and building sets and focusing
all
lights.
That other stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's the same, personal, affirmations, same personal achievements and accomplishments that make the kid be in theater as if they, and I played football. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it was the same thing, only in a different field.
Tim, did you ever have any of the kids who didn't really want to be there? They were reluctant to be part of this, but they eventually grew into loving it as they worked on it.
I've had the occasional disaffected child that way, a young person who thinks, I don't know why I tried out, I don't know why I'm here. But I would say most of them are highly motivated. But what I think you're saying is absolutely correct. It's not cliche. It's just true. This will be the first kid who at the end of the summer, and it's all starting to break up and they have to go back to their usual lives, who are crying
yes.
and hanging on, and they're the first person in line to audition next year.
Oh yeah.
Had it 100 times. And I've had a couple kids in the first year where you thought, well, this kid's just gonna be a pain, and he or she is a nothing. And, you know, by the end of their third or fourth year with you, they're the lead. They're the kid who's, you know, wrangling the other kids, keeping their spirits up, keeping the discipline in the rehearsal process. It's pretty impressive.
They surprise you. They try not to be the best kids, don't they?
Well, especially once they make that big turnaround and recognize it in themselves that they made that big turnaround.
And I think the other thing is like that level of high expectation. You know, what we're doing is trying to put on the best quality product, and that is not a personal attack on anyone. Like, there are things that need to get done, and if you're not pulling your weight, it's my job to tell you you're not pulling your weight, just as a coach would on the football field or the baseball field.
Yeah, lots of peer pressure. They're able to say, look, we're in this together. Let's do it well.
Well, that's one of the other lessons you learn. This is not just about getting it done, putting something up on the board. It's about actually doing it right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, just, I played baseball in high school and in college. And one of the things I say is like, you might have one great player, but it takes the other eight to put together a fantastic team. And just because you're the lead, you know, you have your responsibility, but that third person to the left, you have the same equal responsibility. Okay, you don't have the major songs and all that stuff, but if you don't do your part, we're not going to watch the lead. We're going to watch you because you're not doing your part, you know? And so it becomes, you have to, you know, theater can be all about ego, but at times you have to swallow your ego for the greater good.
Tim mentioned that his group is working on Hairspray. Your group is working on Ragtime for this summer, right?
Yes.
We've got some audio from that. Let's hear it. Jason, what's the story of Ragtime?
Ragtime takes place at the turn of the century, 1900s, and you have these three distinct groups that are coming into America, or that are a part of America, at a dawning of a new day. I mean, you have the New Rochelle, which are the upper class elite of America that have the wealth, they have everything. You have the immigrants that are coming in to, you know, a new beginning of what America is and what it can be. And then you have African Americans, the Harlem people, who have been here, and they're trying to get their rights. And it's about these three groups intertwining and how they all coexist. It's truly about the melting pot and of what America is. And I think it's very ironic, both the shows that we're doing this year and what they touch on, especially in the light of things that have happened, you know, in the United States over the last couple of months, you know, with South Carolina and the Confederate flag and these kinds of, and how we are keep even now redefining what we are as a country. And that's what Ragtime is about, like defining what our values are and who we are.
And Tim, the story behind Hairspray.
Well, it's a far less serious
treatment of those issues.
Hairspray is kind of a candy confection musical version of the John Waters film, where it's 1962, and we're seeing a TV show in Baltimore that is segregated. Only the white kids get to be on that show, and the one girl wants to be on the show real bad, but she also wants to see it integrated. And it's all done with very fun, upbeat 1962 style music, like Hairspray, like I Can Hear the Bells, You Can't Stop the Beat. The sound that's coming out of the sort of American Bandstand style TV shows is now being heavily influenced by the African-American sound. And as that begins to sweep the nation, so it also begins to sweep the television programming and, of course, the interrelationships of the kids in the town. A lot of fun. It's very upbeat, very funny. Ragtime, I remember seeing it and thinking how much I enjoyed it because it's much like the Doctorow novel, the Yale Doctorow novel, that's lovely sewing together the plot lines. Whereas, yes, there's two plot lines in Hairspray pretty much, but it's done instead of quite so seriously with a great deal of affection, but a great deal of fun.
When's the opening date for
July Hairspray? 22nd, so Wednesday. We're going to do 12 or 13 performances? I think 12. 12 performances.
And for Ragtime?
Ragtime, we open next Friday, July 17th, and we run through July 26th. We have six shows.
Ultimately, Jason, do you think kids do better academically when they're involved in things like this?
Oh, I think there's no question. I think they do better, not just academically, socially, psychologically, because they have to... They have to time manage. They have to figure everything out.
Forces them, yeah.
Yeah.
They suddenly evaluate every second of their day as to whether or not what's the most important thing to do instead of just what I feel like doing.
Yeah, especially in this day and age when with like, you know, social media and video games and all that stuff, people are like, oh, kids are staying inside. You know, it's like we're seeing with our kids that they have to do everything and they have to manage it.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Jason Burgess, theater director and teacher with Fort Thomas Independent Schools and director of the Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater. And Tim Perino, founder and creative director of Cincinnati Landmark Productions' Cincinnati Young People's Theater.